Hello everyone and welcome back to a new episode of the Start Study Show. So today I'm doing a solo episode. I want to talk about being the best you, and I think that sometimes this is really overlooked when you study, because yes, like, studying is fab and studying helps you to get there, but at the same time there are some other factors that you need to really think about to be the best you. Now, we're actually doing a best you challenge at the moment, and you can actually sign up to take And you can actually be a part of the challenge by just following us on TikTok. We're going to be posting every single day a new challenge for the next 2 weeks to be the best version of you. We also have a free workbook for you to download so that you can go through and you can actually work through being the best you. It's a really interactive workbook. It gives you all the activities that you need. So even if you don't have TikTok or you don't want to follow along on TikTok, you can just download the workbook and have all the activities in there, especially if you want to do it at your own pace. This is going to be a 14-day challenge, and you can sign up at www.stylishstudy.com/best-you. That is www.stylishstudy.com/best-you. Now, the challenge actually starts today, so if you head on over to our TikTok, you will see either the first video up, or the first video will be up in a couple of hours, and we can't wait to help you level up. So I thought that today I would talk through the core areas of the challenge. These are really the things that you need to be looking at to level up and be the best you. There are obviously so many more areas of your life that you can level up, but these are the ones that I really wanted to focus on in the challenge, because I do think that they are the most important. So without further ado, let's get straight into today's episode. So the first one that I want to talk about is wellness, and I think that this is something that I really try and portray in Stylish Study, because it is just so important. Like, if you aren't being able to look after yourself, you aren't going to be able to work at your best self. And I don't just mean this as in, like, eat well and exercise, which we all know the basics, we know that we need to get sleep, but I'm talking about, like, your mental health and your mental well-being as well. So how are you coping when it all gets too much? Like, do you give yourself breaks and time to rest? And this real question of, are you actually happy? And I think that sometimes hustle culture, I myself have fallen victim to it time and time again, but I feel like hustle culture is very prevalent in our social media nowadays, especially when it comes to studying, study grams. It's kind of like, if you're not working when others are sleeping, you're not going to get the best grades. And I really think that that's actually, one, wrong, because I got A stars and I definitely slept. But two, as in, it's just like, yes, work hard for what you want, but at the same time, if that's coming at the sacrifice of actually your health and your body, then I don't think that it is worth it. Like, really try your best, but if your best is a C and you're not happy with, if your best is a C, then that is totally fine, and you should be really proud of that. You do not need to strive to the best grades all the time. You need to be doing what makes you happy. And at the same time, like, are you actually doing the grade, are you actually doing the subjects that will make you happy, or are you doing them because of maybe a social image, or maybe because what your friend is doing? Like, why are you doing that subject? Like, is it actually making you happy? Is it going to drive you to where you're wanting to go? Like, for me, I chose photography, and it's not seen as a super academic subject, but it was something that I really enjoyed. I really liked taking photos, I really loved editing them, and now I'm able to use those skills in my future. And there are so many amazing photographers that earn really amazing money, and they earn awards and all sorts of things, and because they chose that and they chose to refine their skill, they are happy and they are looking after themselves, and they are, yeah, just bossing it still. So you don't actually have to choose these really super hard subjects to be happy, or, and I say, take that bit out, I don't mean hard subjects. You don't actually have to choose, like, those subjects that are seen as the best, because at the same time, we've spoken about this before, that, just take all of that out. I also think that there is, of course, times in our lives where we need to put in a little more than what we get out to get to those big goals and reach the top. But if it's too much, you need to learn to prioritize yourself. You cannot run on empty. So making sure that you're carrying on those little things that actually help you be the best version of you and help you look after yourself. So whether that's someone that enjoys meditation, whether you enjoy yoga, whether you enjoy going to the gym, whether you enjoy painting, whether you enjoy colouring in, whatever can help you be more mindful and can actually focus on helping your mind as well as your body and your just overall wellness is fab, and you should carry on doing that. I know for me, during sick form, I actually found that the gym was something that I really actually enjoyed. It took effort to get there, but I was able to concentrate on my wellness, actually spend time with my friend, because me and my friend used to go together, and I used to be able to sort of forget about school and just get all my energy and all my focus into my workout, and that was something that really helped me. So if you haven't maybe found a hobby yet or found something that actually helps your mental, then definitely check out the challenge. We're going to be talking a lot about that in there, but try and just try out a few different things. Maybe tomorrow you're going to paint. Maybe on Thursday you're going to take the dog for a walk. Maybe on Friday you're going to start reading. Whatever helps you to relax and really switch off from work is really important. And for me as well, I found that I was running on empty in sick form. So if you haven't heard this before, I was going to sick form 5 days a week because I was at school from 8:30 till 4. Really trying to work on my grades, and then I had a part-time job, so I would work 4 hours on Saturday, 4 hours on a Sunday, which wasn't like the worst shifts ever. Like, I definitely wasn't doing that much work, but it was frustrating me because I couldn't move my hours to like 8 hours on a Saturday and just have Sunday free. Like, I had no days that I could just totally chill. And I did that for about a year and a half, and it got really, really draining, and I just couldn't like anymore. Like, it was, I was running on empty, so I had to quit. And I've spoken about this before, that they weren't necessarily the most supportive of me quitting. They really wanted me to stay on, which at the same time is like flattering, but also it's kind of like, I need to go. Like, I have to put myself first and I have to prioritize myself. And I think that was one of the first times I've actually done that. I also had to actually quit doing EPQ. So I was going to work 2 days a week, I was going to sick form 5 days a week, and then on top of that I thought, oh yeah, let's add an EPQ into the mix. And to be fair, for me, EPQ didn't work for me for a number of reasons, but one of the other things was I just couldn't take any more on my plate, and I kind of felt guilty about that because I definitely had friends that were still working, that were still going to sick form, etc, etc, but they were still able to do an EPQ, and I thought, oh my goodness, like, I'm not enough, like, why can't I do this? But that was just me, like, that was just the way that I was, and there were certainly loads of other people that couldn't take on an EPQ. I just like, you need to sometimes not compare yourself, prioritize what feels good for you, and just go with that and run with that and really focus on your wellness. So another thing that we're going to be talking about heavily in the challenge is your future. So what are your next steps? Now for me, I have a vision board and I'm very clear on my next steps. I am clear on these for my bigger picture and helping me to put my goals into fruition. So I look at my vision board every morning when I wake up. It has images of loads of things I want to do, like go to Paris, get a G-Wagon because I am that basic girl, have a lovely house. I'm trying to think what else is on there. It's not currently in front of me. Have a big team, be on Forbes, all those like major like crazy things I really want to do. I'm constantly reminded of them and it gives me this clear vision of where I'm headed. There are loads of other things on there that aren't like material and they are really kind of like sentimental to me, but it gives me motivation to carry on and it gives me things to strive towards and it gives me kind of my why, and it reinforces that why of like, this is where I want to be, like, this is what I want to look back on my life and to say that I have achieved, because I just want to achieve those things and that's just what I want to do. So during the challenge we are actually going to be creating vision boards, and you don't have to do this super fancily. You don't even have to print the images out. You can literally just create a Pinterest board or maybe set the background on your phone to like a collage of like 2 or 3 images. Like, it doesn't have to be crazy, but I really think that once you get clear on where you want to go, the path ahead of you, one, seems so much more motivating, and two, just becomes a lot clearer because you're like, okay, what can I do to now put my foot in, what can I do to put this foot in front of the other to get there? Also, don't forget, you can always change them, but just start to get really Don't forget, you can always change them. But start to get really clear on where you want to go. Like, I've changed my vision board, what, like, 3, 4, 5 times over the course of a couple of years. Like, my goals are always changing. Like, to me, some of them I've actually been able to take off because I've actually achieved. Like, how crazy is that? That, like, that's actually come into fruition. And I also think that it just, like, helps me to feel like I've achieved something when I can take something off of my vision board that I have achieved. It just feels really good. Another thing that we're going to be covering in the challenge is productivity. So we're talking about working smart and working hard, and we are actually covering a couple of productivity methods and ways to plan your day for optimum productivity. I didn't want to make this challenge super, super academic because I know that you're still on your summer holidays. You still want to be enjoying yourself, but I do think that productivity is great, and it doesn't have to be productivity within school as well. Like, you can be you can improve your productivity when it comes to tidying your room so it only takes you 20 minutes rather than 40, or productivity when it comes to, I don't know, putting together projects, putting together things for your future, productivity when it just comes to your general life. So I think that separating how productive you are, I think that being productive is something that is great for just your general life. Like, you can be productive at any point in your life, and to learn those skills now will give you a massive, massive bonus and a massive step ahead of the game when you are going into a career and all those good things in the future. So it's not about how, like, productive are you, like, so how productive are you? Like, not how busy you are, but how productive. And I think that sometimes people are like, oh, I'm so busy. And I'm like, you don't want to be busy. You want to be like, oh, I'm being so productive. And those things are so different. And they often get confused, but I think knowing the difference between the two is crucial. So being productive is utilizing your time to really refine the... Being productive is really just doing the most in the shortest amount of time. And that's, like, productivity. Whereas being busy is just having loads and loads of things going on. Like, you could be busy and get nothing done, but you could be productive and get everything done in an hour. Like, that is the difference. So it's really working on that, working smart, not working hard. And I think that utilizing productivity into every single area of your life will ultimately just give you more time to rest, relax, and recharge, look after your wellness, plan for your future, etc., etc. So working on productivity will just level up everything. So utilizing your time and really start to refine those techniques. And if you need a helping hand, don't forget to sign up to the challenge and grab the workbook. But also, you can grab a spot in our membership, which is got loads and loads of things about productivity, productivity studying methods, how to plan your day for ultimate productivity. We have habits experts in there. So really, the membership is also going to help you with your productivity. And if you're really looking up to level, and if you're really wanting to level up with productivity, head to www.stylishstudy.com/join membership to grab your spot in the membership today. And finally, we're also going to be covering grade boosting. Now, this is just a fundamental step in your life. We're also going to be covering grade boosting. Now, the time of life that you are in right now is fundamental, and it can really give you a head start in the future. So I am never going to sit here and go grades are the be all and the end all, because I just don't agree with it. And I really think that whilst promoting good grades is a good thing, promoting grades to be the end of the world is so toxic, and it just isn't great. So you are never going to hear me say that you need good grades to do good things in life. Like, full stop, period, not the case. But this is the difference between, but this is why they are really helpful, and they really should be, you really should be striving to get them. Not because it's the be all and end all, but because knuckling down at this stage and striving to do your best is going to mean there are going to be less, less hoops to jump through later in life. It's ultimately just going to give you the best head start. It's going to teach you how to be productive. It's going to teach you how to actually study effectively. It's going to teach you how to learn. It's going to teach you how to balance your life. It's going to teach you self-discipline, self-motivation. It is going to teach you so much. And if you can nail, or if you can just achieve the basics of this right now, it is going to stick with you, and these skills and these methods are going to stick with you for the rest of your life. Like, I'm talking that when you go into a career, you are going to be one of the best people there, because you are going to know how to self-motivate yourself and how to be disciplined with yourself and how to manage your time, because you did it all whilst you were studying. It's going to give you less hoops to jump through because you're going to have those grades. So interviews and getting jobs and securing jobs and applying for jobs is going to be so much easier. So whilst I'm, like I said, I'm never going to say you need good grades for a good life, it's definitely a real good starting point, and it is definitely going to give you the tools that you need to actually succeed in the future. Especially if you are someone that is, like myself, went from not the best grades to actually those top grades, because you are, well, regardless of whether you go from the really bad grades to just mediocre grades, if you are actually able to improve your grades yourself and use that initiative and actually be able to do it yourself, you have learned so many skills. And I just, like, I cannot explain to you, like, in words, like, how much that is going to set you up for success in your future, because you have learned so much, you've gone through so much, you have really, really pushed yourself, and you are going to be able to, like I said, carry that on into your life. So never think that the struggle now for good grades, the struggle now for mastering productivity, the struggle now for being able to time manage is all in vain. Because one, you're going to get so much better grades at the end of it for doing that. And two, this is going to stay with you for the rest of your life, and this is going to improve things later in your life and put you at a head start in life. So whilst you may not see the fruits of your labor right now, stick with it, carry it on. You are going to be so much ahead. You're going to be so much further in the future. So how can you grade boost? Well, there's a few things that you can start with. Start with taking good notes. Start with working on your productivity. Start with getting good at organization. Start with self-motivation. And always start with the specification. There are so many elements to getting good grades, and I know you're probably like, whoa, that is too much. And that is exactly how I felt. So we all know that I just procrastinated, I gave up, and I came out with grades that literally made me cry, which is just not something that I want anyone to experience. I know that when you're starting your grade boosting journey, you're like, there is so much to learn, there are so many influences that I can follow, but I'm not sure whether it's going to be the right path. Like, I don't know whether it's actually going to work. Like, is this method actually for me? Like, is this method really going to push me to where I want to be? And I know that there are so many questions around that, which is why I did pop together the membership, to help you have all the resources you need to get some killer grades. Literally everything that you could possibly ever need in there and more is in there. We have experts in there from UCAS. We have a previous teacher who's also a UCAS mentor and guide to help you with your UCAS application. We have habits experts, and we have a careers expert in there as well. And it's updated every week. So if you're really wanting to actually up level your grades, and you're really wanting a starting place, and you're needing a hub of information, you're needing a hub of support, you can ask us questions in there. Like, there is a whole space in there for you to chat with us. You can chat with other members. You can really get to know everyone in there. It's really, really cute. There are extra ebooks. There are literally so many resources in there that I can't even name them all. It's updated every week. So every single week since November 2020, there has been something popped in there. So if you are wanting to join the membership to actually up-level your grades in 2021 and really just boost yourself to that next level, and you're really wanting to get that step up in life, so there are less hoops to jump through later, and you are just wanting to come out with the best grades, you can head to www.studystudy.com /join membership. That is stylishstudy.com/join membership to grab your space and to join us in there. So thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. If you want to join in the challenge, you can sign up for the challenge workbook at stylishstudy.com/bestyou. Follow us on TikTok. Make sure you are following us on TikTok, which is at Stylish Study, to be sure to keep up with the challenge videos. There is going to be one every day for the next 14 days, so make sure you are on there. And also, if you are wanting to get really serious about your grades and you are really serious about up-leveling yourself, head on over to stylishstudy.com/join membership to become a member and join us over there. So that is all for today's episode. I know results day is coming imminently and we have an episode for you on that, so good luck to anyone that is doing results day very soon. You're going to smash it, but at the same time, make sure that you are distracting yourself right now, because I know it's so easy to overthink. So get on Netflix, chat to your friends, do something to take your mind off of it, because everything is going to be fine and there is no point stressing over it. And if it's not, then you'll work it out. And there is a whole results day episode coming next week. And I will see you then. Goodbye.